This is the end of part B. Go on to the next page. Now read along with me as I read the directions for part C. Remember, you should not read ahead or turn the pages while the directions for this part are being read. Part C. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several talks. After each talk, you will hear some questions. The talks and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Here is an example. On the recording, you will hear, listen to an instructor talk to his class about painting.
Artist Grant Wood was a guiding force in the school of painting known as American Regionalist, a style reflecting the distinctive characteristics of art from rural areas of the United States. Wood began drawing animals on the family farm at the age of 3, and when he was 38, one of his paintings received a remarkable amount of public notice and acclaim. This painting, called American Gothic, is a starkly simple depiction of a serious couple staring directly out at the viewer.
Now listen to a sample question. What style of painting is known as American Regionalist? In your test book, you will read A. Art from America's inner cities. B. Art from the central region of the U.S. C. Art from various urban areas in the U.S. D. Art from rural sections of America. The best answer to the question, what style of painting is known as American Regionalist, is D. Art from rural sections of America. Therefore, the correct choice is D. Now, listen to another sample question. What is the name of Wood's most successful painting? In your test book, you will read A. American Regionalist. B. The Family Farm in Iowa. C. American Gothic. D. A Serious Couple. The best answer to the question, what is the name of Wood's most successful painting, is C. American Gothic. Therefore, the correct choice is C. Remember, you are not allowed to take notes or write in your test book. Now we will begin Part C with the first talk. Questions 39 through 42. Listen to a talk by a student advisor on campus.
I'm Ms. Morton, your advisor. I'd like to explain the policies for dropping classes at this school. It's important to understand these policies, or your grades can suffer. The policy at this school is that you can drop a course within the first 3 weeks of the semester. To drop a course, you first need to get the signature of the professor of the course you want to drop on an official drop card. Then you need to come to me to get the signature of your advisor. Let me give you a couple of strong warnings. First, you cannot officially drop a course after the first 3 weeks of the semester. If you are having problems in a course and you decide later on that you want to drop the course, it is impossible to do so. Second, if you stop attending a course without going through the official drop procedures, the course will remain on your schedule and you will receive a failing grade. It is important for you to understand these procedures and follow them. If you do so, you will not have any problems. Any questions?
Number 39. What is the primary topic of the talk?